AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. President Obama mixes the personal with the official during his two-day stay in Kenya. Mark Smith is traveling with the president.
The launching point of the president's visit is a business summit about Africa's promise as the fastest-growing continent.
I wanted to be here because Africa is on the move.
But this is also his first visit as president to the land of his father.
I know.
Last night, Obama had dinner with some 36 members of his extended family. Security and other concerns kept him from visiting the village where his father is buried and where some of those relatives still live. So they came to him. Mark Smith with the president, Nairobi, Kenya.
Obama will next travel to Ethiopia. One of the few fighting groups that has had success against the Islamic State group in Syria has been attacked by Turkish fighter jets. The warplanes launching attacks on the Kurdistan Workers' Party sites in Iraq, even as the Turks also bombed Islamic State sites in Syria. A spokesman for the Kurdish group says that the attacks signal an end to the peace deal announced by the Turks and the Kurds in 2013. Police in Lafayette, Louisiana say John Russell Hauser, the gunman who killed two people, wounded nine others at a movie theater, fired into the audience, then tried to escape by blending into the crowd, fleeing when a fire alarm was set off. Here's Chief Jim Kraft.
The shooter did not enter the front lobby of the theater. He actually exited out a side door where his car was parked in an apparent attempt to get to his vehicle.
The Des Moines Register says GOP presidential candidate Donald Trump has denied press credentials to its reporters after the newspaper published an editorial calling on him to end his campaign. Register editor Amelia Nash says the campaign should reconsider instead of making punitive decisions because we wrote something critical of him. This is AP Radio News. Food and Drug Administration approves a new drug that lowers bad cholesterol more than previous medications. Dr. Christopher Cannon with Brigham and Women's Hospital in Boston was on the committee that oversaw that drug study.
The new drug approved is called Praluent, the brand name. Elirocumab is its real name. And it's a new drug that can dramatically lower the cholesterol by helping the body take more cholesterol out of the blood.
Scientists seeing their first images of Pluto's atmosphere. Michael Summers, New Horizons co-investigator at George Mason University.
For 25 years, we've known that Pluto has an atmosphere, but it's been known by numbers. This is our first picture. This is the first time we've really seen it.
The team responsible for the Pluto mission has released new pictures from the spacecraft of the atmosphere and the planet. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.